Zog the Gemara daf ches amid beis, 5 lines from the bottom. Omar mar, uvavach leyitam ibalabais v'noisin la'oni, ma'oni v'noisin la'balabais. We said before, when you're standing on the iskufa, on this little area in front of the home, the stoop, so to speak, you cannot take, so even though it's a mokum p'tur, you cannot take from the balabais and give it to the oni. Because once you're doing that, even though you stops in the scoop in the middle, but it looks like, it's Maris Ayin, it looks like you took from the balabais, from the Shusa Yochid to the Shusa Rabin, to the Oni. So when it goes just to the Iskufa, so then it's Mutter. Or just from the Iskufa to the Oni, or just from the Iskufa to the balabais, or the other way around, that's Mutter. But if you're the one that's now transferring from the Oni to the balabais, even though it stopped in the Iskufa, it's very Maris Ayin, it looks like it's going directly from one to another. Zog the Gemara, Vim Dotav and Nosam, but if a person was Oiv on this Chachamim, what they said, you shouldn't. And he did it, the person on the skufa took it from the Oni. He put it in the skufa. And then he took it from the skufa and gave it to the Balabayas. So even though he did it, Shloshtam Pturin, he can't be Mechayiv anyone. There's no Issachat, there's no Issachkilim, no Esra, there's no Deraisa. So the Maisa, all three potter. Side the Oni, the Balabayas, and the person on the skufa. Zog the Gemara, Lame Tavachuf to the Rova. This should be a Kash on Rova. Why? The Omar Rova. If someone is mavi chevitz dalad lamis in the shus rabim, afal pishe viroi derech olov daftesam et alach. Even though you're taking the item, lemaile miyud. Now lemaile miyud we know is a makam tur. All throughout the gemara we learned lemaile miyud is a makam tur. So even though I did an akir in the shus rabim, and then anoch in the shus rabim, and I was mavi dalad lamis in the shus rabim, but since the havara itself was lemaile mi olov above yud, you're still going to be chayev. So what do we see over here? That even though it was through a mokum p'tur, you are chayev. Because l'mayla miyud is a mokum p'tur. So why is it any different than the iskufa? There was an akir and a shusha rabim from the oni. There was a going through a mokum p'tur, the iskufa, assuming even if you put it down. But why is it im ovar v'oson, im not ovar noson shloshtam p'turin, why is it different than being mavid al alamis through a mokum p'tur l'mayla miyud? Here he went through an iskufa, and it says im not ovar noson shloshtam p'turin. And here it says, derech olav, even though it went through mokum p'tur, you're chayev. So what's the difference? You're chayev mid deraisa, because you're mavid al alamis and shus rabim, even went through mokum p'tur. That's a kasha. Correct? And to the Gemara, there's a big difference. That means, over there, by the case of Iskupa, we're talking about, there was nach in the Iskupa. You put it down in the Iskupa, and you picked it up from the Iskupa. True, you transferred to three people, you took from the Balabais, you gave it to the Oni. At the end of the day, it went from Balabais to Oni, but it was nach, it stopped meanwhile in the Iskupa. Masha'enkin, by the case of Mavid al-Amis, even though you went through a mokum tour, but it wasn't nach in the mokum tour. It was transferred through the mokum tour, not being nach in the mokum tour. So then we look at it at the end of the day, akir nishus rabim, hanoch nishus rabim, and you were mavid al alamis. The ik is that you had akir and hanoch nishus rabim, and at the end of the day, it's four amas away, and it was never nach in the mokum tour. So that's why you take a chayev. Now Rashi over here says, over here, meaning over there, by the case of Ma'al Dalad Loinach, B'mokum Ptur, V'havele Akir Mishuz Rabim, Anoch Mishuz Rabim. Hocha Nach, B'mokum Ptur, B'yada Oymed Ali Skufa. So the Mashmois in the Rashi is, the Amidaik in the Rashi, it says in Rashi, over here it's Nach and B'mokum Ptur. It doesn't mean, according to Rashi, it doesn't have to mean that he put it down in the Skufa. Over here, Nach B'mokum Ptur, B'yad Ha'oymed Ali Skufa. Who is being Nach? The person that's transferring. He is in the Mokim Iskufa. Rashi doesn't say, Hocha Nach, the item was placed in the Iskufa. Rashi says, Biyada Oymed Ala Iskufa. The Ik is the Oymed. The Oymed is in the Iskufa. He might have taken the item and continued with his hand and given it to the Balabais, just like Mavir Ma'al Yud. But the difference is, by Mavir, the person is not Nach. The person is walking. Over here, he is B'mokim in the Iskufa. He is Oymed Ala Iskufa. As always, the Mashmois in Rashi, that the Chepetz was a Nach, but the person was Nach. The Maisa, and that's considered, the Chiddush in Rashi is, because the person is Nach, it's like the Chepetz is Nach. And if the Chepetz is Nach, so Meli Yapota, Shloshim Pturin. The Maisa, the Ravid, which is which is different sheet. The rabbi says clearly the mashmoris is the pashas of the gemara is that you meniach the chayfetz on the skuf of a poil. So it's really machlokes we showing him. Rashi's chiddush is that even if you don't even take the item and place it, but the person is in the skuf of nach. He is oimed, so it's like the chayfetz is munach, and that's where you takapota. Mashe enkin. The other rishonim, the rabbi learns that you actually place the item clearly in the skupa. Hochanach, you place it down. Zog the gemara, achayim oimrim. Iskufa meshamesh shtei reshuyos. This stoop in front of the home is meshamesh two reshuyos. This man shapesach pasuach. When the door is open to the shusha yochid kilefnim, then this iskupa is like the inside. Like the Shusha Yochid, you're allowed to take from the Shusha Yochid to it. Pesach Nol, when the door is closed, Kulachutz, then it's considered like the outside. You're not allowed to take from there to the inside. Then it's considered like the outside. You're allowed to be in the outside less than Dalaramas. Yafagav the Lesle Lechi. Are we assuming now that we're talking about that the Iskufa is in front of a Movui? A Movui is an alleyway which goes into homes, and you need a Lechi. A Lechi is a pole. That's a mashu in width, 10 tefachim in height, like we see l'chaim all over when we have an Erev. Lechi mikam, lechi mikam, mikar al-gabein. All you need is one lechi as a reminder. Don't carry from, just like you're carrying from your home into this movui, doesn't mean you're allowed to go from the movui into Shus Rabim. So you need a reminder. So assuming now there is no lechi. So if the door is open, it's like the inside, even if there's no lechi, how could it be that you can carry in this eskufa like a Shus Yochid without a lechi? There's a gzera. Within the opening of the door, that means we're assuming that even if there's, let's say, the width of the iskufa needs another lechi, meaning even if there's, let's say, a lechi in the end of the mavui, but whatever is before the lechi is kilefnim. After the lechi needs another lechi. So this doorway, this sill in front of the door, which is toicha pesach, needs another lechi. You can't rely on the lechi that's before the Pesach, before this doorway. So you'll need another lechi. How could this lechi be part of the Shusha Yochid? Maybe this holy skufa is not a makam choshu b'fnei atzmo. It's not dalat tfachim. So if it's not dalat tfachim, even without another lechi, it's a chelik, it's a part and parcel of the Shusha Yochid. So the more name, the Omer of Chomer Baguya, Omer of Toicha Pesach, Afa Pishem by Dalad Dalad, even if it's not Dalad Dalad, it's not Choshev, it's not a Rishus Bifri Atzmoy, still Toich Lechi Achelatiroi, it needs another Lechi. So if it needs another Lechi, you can rely on this Mavui that has a Lechi at the end of it, and now you want to consider this sill, the doorway, which is after the Lechi, a part of the Rishus Yochid. Even if the Pesach is Pasuach. Who cares the door is open? It doesn't have another reminder in this Iskufa area that you're not allowed to go stam into the Shus Rabbim. You need a Tzach Lechi Achalatiroi. Even if this area is less than Dalal Adalad and it's not Choshe B'fnei Atzmoi. It's not automatically part of the Shus Yochid. It doesn't have another reminder of a Lechi. Tzach Lechi Achalatiroi. Om Rav Yidom Rav, Hoche B'Iskufa is Mova Yaskinon. Now that's not in Ischadish now because we always said it talking about the Iskufa is Mova. So Rashi Taka says Kedika Amrit. We're talking about Dr. Rashi Kedika Amrit. But we're not talking about that the Movui is mutter through a Lechi and we have a Kasher Bezoi. One Lechi is not going to do it. You need another Lechi in front of it. No. We're talking about a Iskufis Movui that is not being mutter Aide Lechi. But rather, it's mutter, the reminder is a different way, through a Koira. That means half of this Iskufa is Mekura and half of it is not Makura. Here, picture like this. You have, let's say, a doorway. And part of it, you see this beam going running on top? Part of it is Makura. And part of this Iskufa doorway is not Makura. So partially it has a
overhang,
and part doesn't. So since we're talking about the overhang, is also a reminder. A Kura is a reminder, just like a Lechi is a reminder. So you have this partial overhang, partial not. So now it depends if the door is open or not. Why? And the curious klapi de pnim, klapi the doorway, closer to the Shusha Yochid. Pesach pasuach, if the door is open, so under this koira is kilafnim, because it's an extension of the home. The home is roofed, the door is open, part of the iskufa is also roofed. So that part that is roofed is a hemshech of the Shusha Yochid. So mele iskufa is kilafnim, when the door is open. However, no, if the door is closed, kilachutz, Because if it's null, you have to imagine it's closed. So I'm standing outside and I'm in front of the door with a part of it with the overhang. So what? That doesn't make it a Rishus HaYochid. It's very nice. It's roofed, but it doesn't make it a Rishus HaYochid. It's only a Rishus HaYochid in Pesach Pesuach.
Even under the overhang.
Even under the overhang. Because at the end of the day, the door is closed. It's Rishus Rabim in front of me. I come into an area that is a door in front of me. So part of it is has a roof. Because you have to imagine, see, by the roofed area, it's different than Lechi. Lechi, we said, it's only what's in front of the lechi has the reminder. Past the lechi doesn't. By the overhang, it's the end of the overhang that we say, gudachis mechitzoso. It goes down. So gudachis mechitzoso is not going to help me if you're not in the area of the Rishus HaYochid, if the Pesach is null. When the Pesach is pasuach, so then you have the overhang and it continues from Rishus HaYochid, and then it goes down, gudachis mechitzoso. But if the Pesach is null, that's only when it's pasuach. When the Pesach is null, then you're not considered in the Rishus HaYochid, even though it's chetzi mekulam. So we're talking about that Zogt Rashi, even under this kaira, even under this mamavi bottle kaira, the lekel mem yoid vesoysem, the chol mechitzes sheim b'chol la mechitzes dalad ena mechitzes. When is it considered mechitzes that we say gudachis? It has to have a chol of dalad. Since the kaira does not have a chol of a dalad chol, an area of dalad on its own, it's only when the door is open, then it's a continuation. Then you have a chol of dalad. Then it's as if it's an opening of dalad al dalad. So then you say gudachis mechitzoso. But if you don't have a chol of dalad when the door is closed, then you don't say gudachis mechitzos at the end of the kaira. So mele under the kaira is kelechutz. Ravashi Omar, lo'oilom b'iskufas bayis askinon. Forget about a movi. Now we're talking dropping, we're talking about a iskufas bayis. A regular scoop in front of a home. A regular area, like porch area, a sill in front of the home. Ukagoin shekiro b'shtei koiris. We're talking about a case, a very unique case. You roofed it with two koiris. Now, she'ein bezu'ar bo, ve'ein bezu'ar bo. Each koira does not have an area of a makom choshev of dalet. One beam is less than dalet, 3.9. The other beam is less than dalet, 3.9. But they're not touching each other. There's a space between these koiras, which is lavud, which is 2.9. Which would have been lavud. However, there's a door in between, exactly in this area that's open. Imagine the door is in the area that's open. Again, so you have a koira, open area, that's where the door is when it's closed, and then koira again. Each koira is not a makom by itself of dalad, and between is takalavud. So it depends if the door is closed or the door open. If the door is open, so then you see lavud, so then 2.9, less than 4 beam is mitzur because of the lavud of 2.9, so you have a beautiful thick beam of 8. Whatever, almost 8. Even if you don't have 4 on its own, but together you have 7.9. Beautiful. If the door is closed, so then you don't see lavud. So then you're under a koira, which is less than 4. We don't say gudachis, we said, unless it's a cholol of dalad. So you don't see an area of dalad to say gudachis. So that's the difference. It's a regular iskufas bayis. And it depends what kind of roof it is. We're going shekira b'shtei koiras. There's two koiras. Shein b'zu arbo ve'en b'zu arbo. Each one doesn't have a koira of arbo. Ve'en boi zulazu ve'en ben zulazu shloisha. There's taka no gimel tvachim in between the two koiras. So theoretically it would have been lovud. But the delis is smack in the middle, be'emza in this middle. Pesach pasuach, the door is open. So now we see lovud. So kilifnim. So anywhere under this koira, it's kilifnim. Because of lovud, you have a beautiful extended beam, a koira of 7.9. You mitzarev the less than 4s together. Pesach pasuach, mashim, the door is open. Then it's kilichut. Pesach pasuach, kilifnim. Pesach no. When the door is closed, kilichut. So again, if the door, which is smack in the middle in this area that's open, that's exposed, that's lavud, if the door is closed, so then Pesach nol kelechutz, then under this koira on the outside, it's outside, you don't say gudachis. Pesach pasuach, when the door is open, you see lavud, so then it's kelefnim, then under this koira is kelefnim. And the middle is airspace? All the way up, but since it's lavud, it would have been mitzarev the two koiras, but there's a door that's stopping this lavud. When you see a mechitza of a door, then you don't see lavud in the two koiras. One is in the home, one is outside. When the door is open, so then you see lavud between the two koiras, and then it's considered kilefnim when you're under this, when you're in this iskupa, under the koira. Then you say pitikra. Then you say gudachis. Pitikra yoyd besoisim. You only say pitikra when you have an area chal of dalad. So you don't see a chal of dalad when the door is closed. Similar to the last teretz, but it's a little different because over here we're going to the lumdus of lavud if the door is open or closed.
If let's say this iskufa was in itself an area by its own, it was gavaya yud 10 tefachim tall, rechove dalad it was wide for, has a reshus la'atzma, then it has an egen reshus ayochid. We know the criteria of reshus ayochid is gavaya yud rechove dalad. If the iskufa itself is like an elevated port, so to speak, in front of the home yud by dalad, so then it's a reshus b'fnei atzma, it's a reshus ayochid. Zog the gemara. Misayei alei le Rabbi Yitzchok ba'avdimi, dom Rabbi Yitzchok ba'avdimi, oy mahoy rameyer, komokum shatam oitz beiz reshuyos. Whenever you find two reshuyos, you have a home that's reshus ayochid, and you have this iskupa, let's say, which is also reshus ayochid, it's goya yud, goich of dalet, right in front of the home. Komokum shatam oitz beiz reshuyos, vein reshus achas, and they're the same common reshus, Rishus Yochid, next to another Rishus Yochid. They're two Rishus, but they're the same Rishus in Shem Rishus. They're both Rishus Yochid. Kagoin, Omud Bishus Yochid, Gvoya Yud, Rechava Dalet. If you have an Omud in Rishus Yochid, which is Gvoya Yud, a pole, and Rechav Dalet, it's wide four. Also, Lekativ Olov. You're not allowed to be Mekativ on this Omud. You're not allowed to use this Omud to be Mekativ on. Gzerim Shum Tel Bishus Rabim. Because lest you might come to use a tail that's Rochav Dalet and Gevoya Yud in the Rishus Rabim is Rishus Yochid. If you're going to be Mekatef on this tail in the Rishus Yochid, even though Rishus Yochid, there's no Issa, there's no Hoitzah, there's no Achnosa, there's no Yitziah, but you might come to do it in Rishus Rabim. So Rachomim Asad, an area that's the dimensions of Rishus Yochid, Gevoya Yud, Rochav Dalet, even in a Rishus HaYochid, lest you might come to take something from Rishus Rabim onto Rishus HaYochid. So here also, when the Iskufa is Gevoya Yud and Rochav Dalet, even though it's touching the Rishus HaYochid, it's right in front of the door of the Rishus HaYochid, you're not allowed to go from the Iskufa to Rishus HaYochid. When the Iskufa doesn't have these dimensions, we said the whole time, you're allowed to go Pesach Pesuch Kilefnim, you're allowed to go from the Iskufa to the inside, you're allowed to go from the Iskufa, because the Iskufa is bottled to the Rishus. But when the Iskufa itself is a Rishus HaYochid, then it's like a Gzerim Shum Tel Bishus HaYochid, then you're not allowed to place something on this tail Bishus HaYochid when it has dimensions of Rishus HaYochid, because you might come to utilize the tail in Rishus HaRabim.
What about a stoop in front of your house?
So a stoop in front of your home, so If you have an area of dalad, then you have anytime you have an area of dalad, you have pitikra yod besoisim. Then you taka have gudachas going down if it has a pitikra, which usually does.
Right.
If it's not an area of dalad, so if the pesach is pasuach, then it's kelefnim. Pesach no kelechutz. You don't say pitikra unless it's dalad or dalad. So it depends how wide this area is. Four tefachim. Every tefach is how many inches is a tefach? 3-4 inches a tefach.
If you don't have that.
If you don't have that, then you don't have pitikra. So it says in this Gemara, you don't say pitikra. You just unless it's mukam chitz from all sides, that's something else. Sometimes you have an area that's
boxed in.
If it's boxed in, tefach the front, then you have gimel mechitzes. Then it depends if it's oimim merubah leparetz. If you have more oimid in the home and the area that's open is less than dalat for sure, even if that's the whole sugi of oimid merubah leparetz. If it's that's really different sugi. Here we're talking about it's totally open, so that's something else. Now Tosafos over here says gzeirim mishum tel b'shus rabim that even Rameyah that says kol mokem shata moitz beiz reshuyos vein reshus achas like an oimid b'shus yochid gvoa yud v'rochav dalat also lekatif olav. You're not allowed to be mekatev on it because of gzeirat tel b'shus rabim. So Tosafos says that's only referring to a place that's not minka mechitzas. But let's say you're in your own home, you have a bayis and aliyah, you have a second floor going up to the attic. Even though both are reshus hayochids over there, there's no gzeirat that you can't go from one reshus yochid to another reshus yochid because it's minka mechitzas. It's in one home, so you're not going to be goyzer now. If you allow this, you'll come to go from reshus yochid to reshus rabim. So Tosafos oimerid mi bayis laaliyah loy osera me lataltil. The minka mechitzoso, v'loy tov in shebahachi.
So when there's no mechitzas, so then you're gozer that you can't place something on an omid b'shus ha'yochid gvor yudul chor v'dalad. Or to that you might come to do this, or to a tel b'shus ha'rabim. Masha'enke, when it's mukav mechitzas, mibayis l'aliyah, over there even Ramei agrees that there is no problem. Now Tosfos said in the previous sugya, and in the previous sugya by Iskufa, we had the Yesoid two terutzim in Be'etzim on the Kasha of the Gemara, because the Iskufa is Meshamesha Shtei Rishuyos. When the Pesach is Pesuach Kilifnim, Pesach Nol, when it's closed, Kilichutz. So the Gemara said, you need a Lechi Achal Atiroi, even though it is open. So the Gemara gave two terutzim. One terutz was that we're talking about Iskufa's Mavui, and only half of it is roofed. Chetzi mekurev, chetzi she'ena mekura. And the kiruyov, the covering, the roof, is klape pnim. So if it's open, then it's kilifnim, it's a hemshech. If it's closed, then it's like chutz. And the second teretz was, is kufas bias, and we're talking about that there's two koiras, but there's a space in between them of lovud, and the door is smack in the middle over there. When the door is open, so it's maturified, they lovud. When the door is closed, we don't see it siruf. And there's no dalad under the kiruyov. So in the first teretz of the Gemara, that we're talking about a skufas mavui and chetzi mekura v'chetzi she'ena mekura v'kiruyov klape pnim, and the kiruyov, this beam is towards the inside of the skupa, the closer to the inside and not towards the outside. So Tosfos points out at the end of Dibur Masechta Omer Rabbi Yehuda, v'davka kiruyov klape pnim. It's davka when the kiruyov is klape pnim, because if let's say the kiruyov is klape chutz, so then you have tikra yored v'soisem even when the door is closed. Because then you have an area of dalad, because it's klapei chutz. Then you have an area of dalad and pitikra yared v'soisim. You have the gudachas going down at the end of the kura, because it's the end of the kura that goes down. But since it's kura of klapei pnim, so you don't have an area of dalad where you're going to say the din of pitikra when the door is closed. When the door is open, then avada you do. But we'll stop over here at the bottom of the omid, daf tes, omid aleph. Continue tomorrow, mitzvah, the Mishnah, daf tes, omid beis.